What is going on, people? It is your boy, Jones the Great. Welcome back to Generation Genius. It's been a while since I've done the podcast, probably a little over 2 months. I promise you I'm going to try to keep it consistent, but I weave and flow with life when it comes to this podcast. You know, a lot of contemplation, a lot of, is this worth doing? Are people listening? You know, all those contemplations, especially being a creative, because I love to just create things, and sometimes I feel like I'm not contributing anything to the world. Is that real? Can I be real? Like, you know, so that's what I guess I want to talk about today on Generation Genius. Yeah, man. Just thank you guys if you are a fan of this podcast. I'm looking at, like, analytics, more people listen than I thought. the last one I did with my boy Blake, go listen to that one if you have not yet. I was going to set up all my equipment, but I was like, nah, man, I'm just going to do a little clip-on mic. I'm going to sit outside. I want to hear the ambience of the birds and trees, and it's beautiful outside. So I just felt like it was only right to do something outside. But I hope everybody's good. Today, you know, I'm not going to really do segments. I'm just kind of going to chat a little bit about the things I have been going through as a creative. And I'm also 27. I turned 27 not too long ago. And at the beginning of January, I turned 27. I had like this weird thing. There's something about those odd numbers. And this weird thing had happened with me as a creative, and being a creative, you feel old. Like, I turned 27, right, this year, and I kind of felt old. I kind of felt like, man, like, what am I doing with my life? Not the sense of, like, I'll ever quit, because I'll never quit creating. It's like, what am I doing with my life? Like, I am dancing. I'm making music. I am doing this podcast as well, and I'm just always dropping things. And then I started focusing on my likes a bit this year. Like, bro, I'm consistent, but sometimes why do I have 5 likes on this video? Why do I have 6 likes on this video? Or why am I getting 10 YouTube views? Like, why is nobody watching this when, like, I'm putting in all this work? And something I realized, and I had to be super honest and brutal with myself, is that, like, everything I drop isn't always going to hit, and that's okay. And I've been through that before, but for some reason it hit me harder. And I think the reason that my view count being low or things not working or me like wanting to delete songs because they're not streaming well, I think what happened was it wasn't even really much of an ego thing. It was more along the lines of like, yo, like, nobody, I feel like people are giving up on me, quote unquote, people are giving up on me. You know what I mean? Or like these things just not working. And something I had to realize too is that like, this is the most consistent I've been like the past, what do we know? Like content, if we're talking content wise and strategy wise and doing things properly, as of October 2022 to now, I've been dropping content every single day, and that is the most consistent I've ever been in my whole career. Dancing, making music, like, I've never been more consistent than I've been in almost the past 6 months. And so something I had to realize, too, is that, like, the sauce is in my system. Like, being a creative and making your art and sharing your art, the strategy isn't me actually dropping the content. The strategy is me getting better at editing videos, getting better at podcasting, getting better at singing, getting better at rapping, getting better at dancing. And that all happens behind the camera. You know what I mean? And that's my system. Like, I work hard at the things I'm doing every single day. And I'm quote unquote not seeing the results of that online, but I'm seeing the results of me being consistent every single day in my life. Like, I'm waking up earlier. My wife wakes up earlier than me, for the most part, but waking up earlier, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm waking up between 6:30 and 7:15 or 7:30 sometimes, depending on the day. But for the most part, I'm up and I'm walking my dog and I'm making my tea or making my coffee, and then I'm working. Like, that's the most consistent I've ever been in. This is the most consistent I have ever been in my life. And I've always been semi-consistent. Like, you know, like, I'd wake up before I started dropping things every day. I'd wake up. And when I dropped things whenever I felt like it, but it wasn't really a system. There was no strategy behind what I was doing. And I spent a lot of my 20s doing that. Like, I would go take a class, go take a dance class, or I would make a beat or two. And then, like, I'd fall away for like 2 or 3 days. I'd come back, then I'd fall away, then I'd come back. Or I'd have like moments where I would be creating a lot, and then I wouldn't be, then I would a lot. And then the pandemic comes around. I'm dropping Auntie Fridays. A lot of those songs are gone now due to I switched my content up, but I'll be dropping. I dropped a song a week for a year in 2020. I felt like that wasn't working, so I gave up on it. And I wish I hadn't gave up on it. And I'm not saying I regret it, but I wish I hadn't given up on like the rate at which I was going, because eventually I would have seen that snowball effect. And I think like I feel old sometimes with my consistency, like me dropping consistently sometimes, I'm like, oh snap, like that's not, this isn't working. Let me stop doing what I'm doing. And I don't give myself chances sometimes to like sit in the ring. You know what I mean? Take those punches. And I'm proud of myself, and I encourage other creatives is to just like be consistent and stay in it for the long haul, man. Like run a marathon. You know, like I work at a library, and you know, of course that's not gonna be my game plan. The game plan, of course, is to be able to afford this life financially from creative endeavors. That is my vision, and that is the goal that God has put on my life. And you know, something I've realized biblically is that like God gave me his principles, and I have God's heart, and I have his wisdom. And the thing on the other side of that is that like with all that being said, the hard work is up to me. You know what I'm saying? Doing the diligent work is up to me. It's like God gave me the vision, but I used to think it was cliche to be like, you know, faith without work is dead. And I'd be like, well, I'm doing work, but I'm like, faith without work is dead, but like, am I doing enough work? You know what I mean? Like, am I doing enough work? Am I sowing enough seeds? Am I tithing well into myself to make sure that I have the life that I actually want? And for a long time, I wasn't. I think I was half in, half out, in the sense of like, okay, I'm going to give up and go back to school. Okay, I'm going to give up and go work this 9-to-5 and make more money. Okay, I'm going to give up because this isn't working. And not give up on the craft, but I was giving up on the consistency. And that is so important. And I would just encourage my people as creatives, anybody listening to this, or just creatives, or you want to build a business, or whatever you want to do, is that like build a system, like build your atomic habits. I also recommend people reading Atomic Habits. That book changed the game for me. But something that I would encourage creatives to do is like, don't worry about the money. Don't worry about how big a house you want. Don't worry about cars. Don't worry about any of that, because all that's going to come. But all that's going to come with your system. Like, what is Julius Jones's, aka Jones the Great, aka Auntie's favorite? What does my system look like? And my system, a system is when you can go, okay, I'm dedicating 30 minutes a day to this, no matter what, rain, sleet, snow, Christmas, hail, I'm dedicating 30 minutes a day to this. And even if I'm burnt out, you know, like that 30 minutes can be spent writing or making a beat or writing a little short film or something. And at the end of that, even with burnout, because everybody burns out, creative burnout is different from blocked. Having creative burnout means you're just exhausted. I find that personally for me, even when I'm exhausted, I would put quotes around that because exhaustion looks different. Like I had a mental breakdown. I actually had a mental breakdown last week because I had so much going on. And I was running a lot, and I was serving at church, and I was serving over here, and I was serving over there. And this wind is wilding, but I was burnt out, but I wasn't burnt out creatively. I was burnt out from life. But even when I was laying in bed, like laying on the couch, like I would find myself like writing something and still being consistent, even in exhaustion, but still resting. So I think there's a balance too. I think while you're resting, you can still have a system, like, okay, what does my system look like when I'm tired, so I still feel like I got something done today, you know? And that's very important. But yeah, man, I would just encourage everybody to also just like pick up a pen and just start writing something, you know? Like, life is amazing. People say, always say life is short, but life is really long too. Like, we've been in the pandemic now for 3 years, and life is so long. So like, I would encourage you, man, just start doing something. I have people that always come to my class, like, you know, people I look up to, people that are really creative that have been coming to my class, coming to more of my hip hop classes. And I told these ladies, and that like, I believed in them, and that like consistency is their sauce. And of course I was excited because they're all women, and like, I think women are just killing it right now. But like, something that was something in my brain that stuck out to me is like, bro, there's so much power in building your system, you know? And I've kind of been more obsessed with my system than my system. I've been obsessed lately with the system and process versus the end result. And I'm starting to see that. And so now I'm like, I don't care about views. You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to come, man. Like, I could have a video go viral tomorrow. You know, and even if it doesn't go viral, it's okay, because I'm going to be back tomorrow. You know, and I think what I would think of social media as is like showing up at work every single day. You know, LaRussell says it. Shout out LaRussell. You know, LaRussell said that he treats social media like showing up for work every day and not like treating it like, is this social media? Like, that's your career as a creative. That's what your career is. But also being able to know when you have to take breaks and be outside in nature or create things that aren't going to stress you out. Something else I've realized too is like how uncomfortable being a creative actually is. Like, I think outside looking in, people always think like creatives don't do that much work, or you know, like you're like, are you sure you want to risk this? But like, I am constantly uncomfortable. I am so uncomfortable, but I would rather be uncomfortable doing what I'm doing than doing something I don't want to be doing. But I am constantly uncomfortable in a good way. Like, I'm constantly like, bro, I got to make this perfect. I got to do this. I got to do that. And I'm sure with more money and more success, there'll be other things I'll be uncomfortable with. But like, being a creative is like, you're really freelancing. But like, the beautiful thing about being uncomfortable is like, on the other side of being uncomfortable, there's a seed growing there. There is something on the other side of me being uncomfortable. And there's something on the other side of you being uncomfortable too. You know, and through all the stress and all the pain and every single thing that I do to make sure that I'm building a career for myself and my family, I wouldn't want to be doing anything else. I know that God gave me this seed and this vision and this talent so I can, you know, inspire other people and give my gifts to the world. And I really just want to not only make a living, but that's what I do. I want to be a part of, if not shifting culture, I want to be a part of showing different ways to be part of culture. You know what I'm saying? I would say I'm in it, but not of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm in culture. Like, I know what's going on, but I'm definitely not of it. And I would just encourage anybody, my creative people, it's just like, you are your best superpower. You know what I mean? And I'm learning that. I'm still learning at 27. Like, I am my best superpower. You know, Julius Jones is a superpower. You know, there's only one me on earth. There's only one you on earth. So I would just encourage you guys, like, build your systems and stay inspired. Thank you so much for hearing me rant. This has been Generation Genius. Make sure you leave a review and rate this. And make sure you follow if you do not. And I will be back next week with another episode. Peace.